I'm Laura, and I've been lured into the Burn Lab party hour.
LeBron goes strong to the hoop. Yes.
Oh, shit. Did you just see that?
Power Man. LeBron's an animal.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Now, come on, Uncle Edgar. You saw that dunk. Now, you're not going to tell me anybody in the league was doing stuff like that in your day. Welcome to the 21st century.
Who the hell are you talking about up there?
I just killed what I think I heard.
What y'all talking about up there? Welcome to the 21st century.
I don't know nothing about that.
I thought we said that you could.
You want to talk about a slam dunk?
Yeah.
Talk about a slam dunk? Tell me about the slam dunk. Yeah. Tell me about a slam dunk. Slam dunk go all the way back 1984.
Not 1984.
That was the first year they ever done no slam dunk contest in the All Star game.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't no LeBron now. Wasn't no Jordan now.
And no such thing as a Mike Shaw.
None of this Dwight Howard calling Superman.
Dwight ain't flying.
You know who went up now? Larry Nance.
Larry Nance
won the first dunk contest.
Y'all don't know nothing about no Larry Nance.
Boy, come up off the ground. I'm talking about elevator. Elevator.
Flying off the ground.
Coming up there. Flying off the ground.
Calm down.
I remember that time Larry Nance playing in the playoff game against the Rockets. He was playing against the Rockets in the fourth quarter. He takes two balls. Coming to the hole. Tink. 4 points in one play.
Ticket to tap a tip.
Yeah, all right, Uncle Andrew. He couldn't have had two balls on the court at one time in a playoff game.
They rewrote the whole rule book on account of Larry Nance. Back in the day, you could have two balls. Mm-hmm. You could have two balls at one time.
Yeah, no, Larry Nance couldn't come along.
They had to change the rules.
That boy got some handle on the two balls.
Sitting
in someone else's car.
What are you talking about?
I saw Larry Nance jumping up, windmill, around the back, up under the foot. Somersault in the air, took a picture, smiled for his own photograph, laid the ball down into the back.
That ball could fly.
That didn't count. That didn't
happen. Check it and watch in the air. You don't know nothing about no Larry Nance. Boy, you to hop around like a Congo rock. Like a marsupial jump out of the air.
They weren't even dunking donuts in the coffee for Larry Nance.
Yeah, you like what I do out there in the back of my car. Well, you better give me some pasture.
I got something to tell you. Ain't no LeBron James don't know nothing about no slam dunk. LeBron James hit a slam punk.
LeBron James a slam punk. LeBron James, what?
Oh, my God. Hello again, and welcome back, everybody. Episode 6 of the Burn Lab Party Hour coming at you. Our first episode post-apocalyptic.
Wow, we're here. We're back. We're alive. It does feel good.
Very special because we've got 4 in the booth tonight, trumping Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm.
Derek has a full facial prosthetic on right now. Yeah. It looks like a shrubbery.
We're actually going to post some photos of the new style to our Facebook, so make sure after you listen to the show, go in and have a fantastic, really close look at this great beard we got rocking on Derek this week.
It is a problem in the summer. I do get like sweat rivers that sort of, they smell like the Hudson River, and they just sort of run around
on
my
your
chin, and sometimes you get whiffs of that, and you're on the subway, and you're looking around, who is that?
What is that smell?
And it's you.
It's fucking me.
It's you. It's me.
You should carry a rag around, and you can just kind of dab your face every hour or so.
You should shave. We're gonna play a game. We're gonna post close up photographs of Derek's new chin, and you're gonna guess whether that is a beard or is that pubic hair.
Yeah, where it's gonna be beard or bush? Which do you think you're looking at?
Yeah, is it modern day beard or is it 1930s bush? Anyway, jumping right along. What's in the news now? Is this this politician? who got caught fucking around?
I think you're talking about Congressman Wiener.
Wiener?
Anthony Wiener?
Is there a more perfect name for a guy to get caught fucking around?
No, I think that's the perfect perv name. Yeah. And I think he's perverts are probably made more than they're born, you know?
Yeah.
So this is probably a guy who got teased every single day of his life because his name is Wiener.
Right. Yeah.
And he's had Wiener on the mind every day of his life.
It took him a week to, like, come out and say that the pictures of the bulging underpants was him. And I think that's because he wanted to see what the media was going to say. Like, is that a good bulge?
Right.
Is that a bad bulge? Like, is that embarrassingly small? That's not me!
That would have been funny if it got, like, enormous reviews.
Yeah.
Wow, who is this humongous bulge?
Yeah. Then he hits the podium. Yeah, Matthew Wiener has scheduled a sudden press conference. You know, 15 minutes from now, we're going to be... And ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Wiener. I just want to say that the pictures of the large bulge going around Twitter are, in fact, me.
So this guy was, he was actually a front runner. I don't know, maybe he still is. Maybe people don't mind the wiener. Maybe he's still the front runner for a mayoral candidacy here in New York City.
Waves.
I'd vote for him with a cock like that.
Yeah.
You think he's doing pretty good in the polls?
Anybody else? Nobody. All right, well, hit us on Facebook if you have any more wiener jokes.
We'd love to hear them.
We're running bone dry in here in the studio.
Yowza.
What if he had gotten one of these bitches pregnant? Who are you
calling a bitch? Well, that's, he would have to be seeking counsel from Arnold.
I do feel fouled in human anatomy.
That's the thing, politicians, it's like you were saying the other day, they don't care.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think it shows, any of this activity shows that these people are evil, but what it demonstrates is that these guys have been living lives of no consequence.
Right.
You know, they've been coddled since the day they were born. Somebody's taken care of any trouble they've gotten into.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had to face any consequences for anything they've done. So, in a way, they don't know better. They really don't know any better.
So you forgive these guys for...
I don't know if I'm a forgiving person, but I think I understand it.
I'm not saying that's wrong. I agree with you. I would get angry at the woman who got pregnant.
You'd get straight up mad at him?
Call me childish, and I know I am. But I'm still at the point in my life where my first thought would not be on turning, you know, the microscope on myself.
Yeah.
I would immediately start thinking, you know, well, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah, nothing
getting
selfish
pregnant
about that.
Yeah, right, yeah, right? Thank you.
All this guy was doing was a little cyber play, too.
Yeah, he wasn't messing around.
He was just doing a little cyber play.
Yeah.
Well, is that cheating? Is cyber play cheating?
I don't know.
In a relationship? In a marriage? Is it cheating?
See, I think it depends on who you're talking to. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, Jimmy Carter was so devout that he felt like he cheated on his wife just because he had lusty thoughts about other people.
Yeah.
Whereas Bill Clinton said he didn't have sex because he got a knobber under the desk. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
It's certainly a sliding scale.
Well, times have certainly changed, too. You know, the definition of what cheating is. Derek, a question. Have you ever cheated on someone that you've been married to?
Three times.
Really?
Three times. First marriage.
How was that for you?
Well, she never found out, so...
Yeah.
Did you ever get the phone call like Arnold did, where he said, you know, hey, remember the time we did B2B? Now I'm knocked up and you gotta start taking care of this kid?
Well, it'd be hard to get a phone call like that from the grave.
Oh my god.
What's up, man?
I just got a text from Cassandra.
What's it say?
I'm pregnant.
She thinks you're pregnant?
No, the doctor thinks she's pregnant.
Ooh, are you shitting me?
I shit you not, man. Look.
So, what are you gonna do?
Well, what should I do?
I really think there's only one thing to do.
And that is?
You're gonna have to straight up murder her ass.
What? Like actual murder?
Is there another kind?
You're an idiot.
You don't like my opinion? Just ask Matt.
Ask me what?
Cassandra's pregnant.
Murder!
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Dude, think about it. What are you gonna do? Marry her? 9 months from now, your life will be over.
Officially over.
No more binges.
No more booze.
Hearing the alarm and hitting snooze.
No more choosing your own life course.
Instead of sex, you'll have intercourse.
You'll resent your wife. You'll resent the kid.
You won't have a life, but even if you did...
Your wife hates you back, and now so does your son.
And so you hate yourself, and that ruins the fun.
You work in an office, your paycheck's a joke.
Your friends are in Beamers and you're fucking broke.
And forget college funds, forget Harvard or Yale.
You'll be spending all that money on attorneys and bail.
And just when your debt's got you 6 feet under the ground,
you find your wife, she's been sleeping around.
Yeah, you come home on like a Wednesday because you forgot your cheese sandwich.
And you find your wife is the piece of greased meat in a mayonnaise.
And you want a divorce? Well, you're shit out of luck.
Because Cassandra gets half of everything, you idiot. You never signed a prenup.
You decide to have this baby, and you'll be a sitting duck.
Yeah.
Your life will just fucking suck, man.
Dude, you gotta kill her.
I can't... How? Gut her like a fish! Matt!
Yeah, Matt, that'll never work. The cops will know it's a crime of passion. What you gotta do is have her sniped.
What?
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I know this guy. He'll pick her off from a distance, clean, professional. All you gotta do is cry for the cops.
Well, what's gonna make me cry?
Onions.
Relief. What's his number?
Yeah, hold on, I'll get it.
Hold on, guys. I got another text. It's from Cassandra.
What's it say?
False alarm. Love you.
All right, you ready? It's 860.
No, Tony,
zero.
No. Love you too.
Well, that was certainly a close call.
Based on a true story.
Really?
Yes, as a matter of fact. a few years ago, I had a girlfriend.
Hold on, I just rolled through the sketch again in my head.
Mm-hmm.
That was based on a true story.
That was based on a true story. Based on a true story. As in, as most Hollywood things are based on true stories.
Right.
Loosely based. I had a girlfriend, first pregnancy scare that I ever had. Got the call, found out that this was... And of course, my first notion was, all right, how are we going to get rid of this thing? You know?
Naturally.
But, you know, first thing is, where do we need to go? Who do we need to call?
It's the same
Neither
phone call
as,
hi, I have cancer.
Right, exactly. Great.
How do we
get
stop
rid- How do we fight it? You know? How do we fight this? Because both our lives are over. And she saw me and she said, I want to have it. And I, inside, I was flipping out. On the outside, I was thinking, okay, gotta be a man, gotta stand by her side, hold your hand, okay? So we want to have this, we're going to have this? And she was like, yeah. And, you know, I just kept thinking, how can I get out of it? How can I cause an accident? How can I get her to fall down some stairs? How can I trick her into going and getting, you know, maybe slip a pill into her drink that kills the thing and it flushes out? How can I do this?
How can I trick her into getting an abortion?
Right. How can I trick her into getting an abortion?
I've never seen one, but I think it's a pretty invasive
process. I think it's pretty
process.
Invasive. I did the research. I was young and naive. I didn't know. So I didn't know that you couldn't trick someone into getting an abortion. But the point
you
is...
You just bring her in like Weekend at Bernie's?
Right, exactly.
Here's my girlfriend,
yeah.
And she's dying to have an abortion.
What? Go ahead,
aren't
sign
you,
the
honey?
Paper, dummy. Sign the paper. And then throw her hand up there. I'm just, you know, controlling her. She ended up, it was a false alarm. Or the thing died, whatever happened.
Or Jared was successful.
Or,
we'll
yeah,
never
yeah.
know.
We'll never know. But the point is that after this whole thing happened, the one thing that went through my head was, I have to stay with her for the next few weeks because I don't want her to know when I break up with her that the reason I'm breaking up is because this happened and I can't be with someone who would even consider having the child.
Absolutely, yeah.
You
need to
mean?
Get them off the boat.
I need to be free of you now. If you this happened and I saw my whole life go down the tubes because this person decided to swing this way, and that's fine if that's your opinion, but clearly we can't have a relationship. So I waited 2 weeks and then I did what most young adult males would do.
Stop calling.
Is you wait for some, you know, stupid fight to happen,
mm-hmm.
and you turn that into the fight that's going to be the breakup. You know?
It's like when you're trying to open up something in one of those hard plastic cases. You just have to wait until there's that little tear on the corner,
right.
And then you just pull on
right.
it. And then you just pull on it, and it comes all the way over.
So it's like, so they'll be saying something. They'll be like, the woman will say something like, you know, I feel like you're not comfortable around me anymore, and you could be like, well, fine.
Well, if we're not
break
comfortable,
up.
I think we should stop seeing each other.
I guess we should break up, shouldn't we? You know? And just turn that into the fight. I don't know if women do this too.
Hey, I can't find my shoes. Well, if you can't find your shoes,
yeah.
then I think we've had enough of this.
Yeah, I guess we should break up. You just wait for any reason, And then you get out. And I forget what the reason was, but I remember she was livid because it was the tiniest nothing reason in the world.
That's how the pros do it. I mean, sometimes the, you know, the hole that the play was designed to open up didn't happen.
Right.
And a player like Barry Sanders can find a little one and just sneak right through.
Gotta improvise. Gotta improvise.
That's what the great ones know how to do.
Gotta have an escape plan, gotta have a plan B. And gotta have the powers of improvisation needed to get out of this prison of a relationship.
Probably wear a condom, too.
Fair enough. True.
Yeah, they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
That's true. And from...
like less than an ounce of prevention is worth almost 9 pounds of cure.
And from then on, I have started to wear condoms when I am not planning on pulling out.
Lesson not learned.
I almost forgot. David's got a picnic today.
Are you going to knock her up?
Are you going to knock her up on the picnic?
Is that why you're going?
Are we recording? We should be. Are you going to knock her up?
Well, you know, you can't smoke cigarettes in these parks these days. So, I guess.
So when you're done, you have to go out to the sidewalk.
That's what you've done.
I can't smoke a cigarette. I'm going to suck a dick.
I got a mouth fixation here. I'm stuck in the park. I can't have a cigarette.
David.
Somebody give me a dick to suck.
David, come here.
Wow. Wow.
We have successfully cracked down on tobacco in the park. Right. Prostitution is now running amok.
There's so much dick sucking going on in Central Park. David's not even going to Central Park with a person. He's just going with a basket. Yeah.
With a hole cut in the bottom.
Yeah.
He's just hoping. Middle-aged MILFs walking down the street running for 15 minutes.
Anybody looking for
dick.
A dick, Nick?
Dick. That's not bad, David. That's not bad.
You see these guys like on the news,
right?
How like their roommates are like on trial because like they snuck in their room and poked the holes in the condom.
Oh yeah.
Like
what?
What the fuck is wrong with these guys? Like, you know, spit in my cereal or something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It doesn't have to go to that.
Yeah,
that's life. And
people get serious with that.
Toothbrush in the toilet or something.
Would you rather have me clean the toilet with your toothbrush, put it back, and not tell you? Or poke holes in your condom stash?
Oh, that's a toughie.
I dropped my toothbrush into the into the shower yesterday, and
well, the shower's fine, right?
Nope.
Really? Oh, okay.
If anything, the shower is worse.
Why do we go to the shower to clean ourselves if the shower is that gross? Why?
I don't know why we go to our shower to clean ourselves.
Shower is fucking gross.
I can see why one would go to a shower.
I want to take this moment really quick before we move on to because this is the perfect time to say it, that the lab. Everybody thinks that when we say the lab, we mean a studio. We tell people, come into the lab, come into the studio. We are talking about a closet in the West Village. Our shower is a cubicle. Prisoners in solitary have more room.
I've done the math. The average prison cell has more square footage than any of our bedrooms.
Right. Including mine, and I'm sleeping in the common space. We have a shower, the curtain of which looks like, I don't even know, there's living bacteria growing on the curtain.
We've started life.
It's starting to spell out messages to us.
You're gonna die.
My father came through to pick me up and really needed to pee and decided that we would get back on the road and at least get
a McDonald's.
Yeah, we'll get to a McDonald's or something before, we'll go to a truck stop.
You're living in squalor when somebody would rather use a New Jersey truck stop bathroom than your toilet.
Exactly.
Or they'd rather find the nearest Wendy's.
I'm good.
My dad's sitting up there, I'm watching his knee just like a jackrabbit.
I'm
fucking, you know, he's got a piss, he's not coming upstairs, no way. This is what we're talking about when we come into the lab. Not that the lab is a fake thing. The lab is very real. Burn Lab is very real. What we're trying to do is very real. I'm just saying this because we had some awesome artists come in the other day.
Yeah, we sure did.
And we had them record in a little segment that we call not Burn Lab Unplugged, Burn Lab Raw.
Burn Lab Raw.
Burn Lab Raw. Burn because we are not having these people come in and record in the studio. You know what the real test of musical ability is?
If you can do it raw dog.
Can you do it raw dog? Can you come in here and record just in the open air? If there are peaks in the sound that you hear in Burn Lab Raw, that's our fucking ceiling. Okay? That's our fucking ceiling crashing down on the sound.
Amen. It would be nice to think that we could get artists to come in here and we could record it like they were at Carnegie Hall. But you know what? This is the campfire. Right. We had Laura and Will come in, and they played around the campfire
for us. They played around the campfire for us. It was fucking brilliant.
All right, so what's the song you're about to play? What's it called?
You know what? It doesn't really have a title yet. We're calling it Lord, but I really hate that. Like this song is here. Yeah, this song is like really, really brand new, and this is sort of a... the chorus we sort of came on, and we were like, well, we'll figure out a chorus someday. And so this is it.
With the, like, the huge build and the really tight harmonies, and then we kind of, I don't know, we brainstormed the chorus and just went into like, what would happen next? That's how we do most of our choruses. We'll just play that verse like to the very end and then just sing a cappella whatever we think comes naturally next. And that's what happened.
That's awesome. That's true artistry. That's true artwork.
That shit is the noise. Trust.
What is the name of this duo?
Laura and Will.
Laura and Will. Why does Laura get to go first?
That's a real good question.
Because MySpace, we already talked about this. Because
there's already a Will and Laura.
Yeah.
There is, seriously?
If we wanted the MySpace name, Laura Will Music.
All right, Will and Laura, we're calling you out, whoever you are.
Sounds a little But it is Lauren Will. We can't change it now.
Well, we could. We're not nearly that famous that we can't change it now.
Did you bump them off or something? Or they still exist?
You
want to
switch?
No, but no, I don't want to switch. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if we wanted to change our band name to something like Pompous
Hypothetically,
Pilot,
if one
we
wanted
could change
do you
it.
Want to, I think we should talk about the history of our naming this band because we
Please
had
do.
So
Sounds pretty straightforward.
Many...
Sounds like you kind of handled that.
Well, we really tried to brainstorm and find something that would suit us.
Yeah.
And we could, it was so difficult. And there's even like bandnamegenerator.com or something that we tried.
Okay.
But
this is actually our scratch name. We were like, let's just go under Lauren Will until like we figure out a better name. I figured out tons of better names, but Laura didn't like them all.
Well, so what's some
better
names?
Okay, name some of your good
names.
My best band name ever.
Number one.
Pompous Pilot. I love that name. I thought it was great.
Pompous
Pilot.
That's great. We also had Control-Alt-Delete.
Control-Alt-Delete
nice.
Was one of them, yeah.
Can I give you guys a suggestion? I like the ring of Will.
Just Will?
Mm-hmm.
Just call it Will.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Short and sweet.
No.
Just make it W-L, Will, and now it's Will and Laura. But you say Will,
mm-hmm.
but you're in there.
Or I should be like, it should be like Goodwill or something.
Goodwill. No, I was thinking I would go by my middle name and we'd be Link and Laura. I kind of like that.
Oh, nice.
Link and Laura. I like that too.
Because it could be
and
Link
Laura.
And Laura.
Yeah, Link and Laura.
People would call you
but
Link.
But it sounds
yeah.
like
the,
Lincoln.
Like, the Zelda guy.
Like what's the Lincoln band?
Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't think of Lincoln
but
Park.
Lincoln
but Lincoln
Laura.
Lincoln
all right, coming up next, we got the Lincoln Logs.
No, I've actually heard of bands getting signed to labels and then. The labels requesting that they change their name.
Yeah, that's how Radiohead got
so
their band
So that's
name.
What we'll
really?
Do.
Yeah.
If we get signed and they request, then we'll change.
If Tom Hanks offers you a contract with Playtone Records, but you have to change the
Tom
band
Hanks
name.
Has a record label?
Yeah, he signed the Oneaters, but then he made them become the Wonders. And they sang That Thing You Do.
Oh,
oh
that's
shit.
A movie.
Oh,
that's
right.
A movie. I was
yeah,
like,
that's
he,
right. That's
because Tom Hanks
you know,
actually would have a label, I
he,
think.
He would. The,
He's so cool.
My brother... I don't know how he knows him. Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hayes.
Colin,
yeah.
Colin.
No, not Colin.
Oh, the other
Chet
son?
Hayes,
you know,
the wayward
rap
son.
Or something.
The rapper who did
oh,
a cover
nice.
Of a Wiz Khalifa song. I guess Tom Hanks is like, I guess he's not signing his son to his
oh.
label.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's horrible.
I mean, he's not like the greatest rapper in the world, but he's fine.
How do you guys feel like about what do you consider your kind of genre that you play, or do you choose
rap.
To defy genre? Hip hop?
Yeah.
Are you a hip hop?
We're sort of mixed media hip hop,
nice.
Sort of jungle beats meets sort of tribal
house music.
House. Yeah, exactly.
Murder. Yeah,
tribal
nice.
House.
Nice. You've been putting out some remixes on your tunes.
Yeah, there's
so.
A lot of remixes. There's a lot of feats.
Actually, we
cool.
do. Will's part of another project called Space Command, and I just feated on.
Yeah, so we do feats. Space Command does do feats.
I was
really?
Featured.
And we are. I joke, but like we just wrote a song that was very sort of electro house tribal.
So we do that.
Progresso.
Wow.
That's a kind of coffee, right? No, it's a soup.
It's
yeah.
a soup.
Yeah, okay.
A good, delicious soup.
I just
that's
made
a
up
band
a.
Name.
I just made up
Progresso.
A Progresso.
Yeah,
it's
all you people
a,
at Progresso.
Trademark.
Yeah, exactly. Then what do you say? What would you say are your influences? Like as far as when you're coming up with music, is it just kind of what you're listening to at the time, or
we were recently
what you talk
interviewed,
about?
And I kind of said we were a mix between Norah Jones, Simon and Garfunkel, and Dashboard Confessional. We're the baby
yeah,
of all those.
If all three had an orgy,
right,
and had twins,
and then they come out with something completely original.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's what.
That's kind of cool because that's kind of. I mean, we always talk about that in here, like the idea of you know, it's not. Where you get something from, it's where you take it to. So it's
yeah.
kind of like you kind of go your whole life collecting these sounds,
yeah.
and then you somehow meet up, which I'd be curious about that too, and then you kind of come out with your own fresh sound. But how did you guys even come together? Because you've been playing for a long time. You've been playing since we...
Yeah,
you know,
I've been playing since the old Lime Street Morning days, and before that.
Yeah.
I was in a band called Twilight, which when people hear that now, they go, Twilight. Well, that sounds familiar.
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. What a shitty band name. But like, you
think,
know
what? Think if you were Twilight and you were like, yeah, I'm getting all these Google hits, and then you're like, wait.
Yeah, what if, right?
Yeah.
I've been playing music for a long time. But me and Laura were in high school together. We used to. We were in the high school musicals. We were.
Rizzo and.
Rizzo and Kanicki.
Kanicki. Nice.
Yeah.
So you just kept, when did you come to New York? Did you both come to
I came to New York really in May after graduation.
Okay.
After college graduation.
Oh, okay. And you just kind of picked it back up.
Yeah.
Where you left off.
Well, I wrote music too, but I was never in a band. But all through middle school, like in high school, I was writing on piano, like kind of by myself in a vacuum.
Nice.
And I applied to a lot of colleges through, like, with just my music. Got rejected from a lot of them. But
sometimes the best music does.
But so I ended up going to college without, like, with not studying music.
Mm-hmm.
And during summer breaks, I would meet up with Will and just to, you know, write songs. And I don't even remember the first time, like, why we met up the first time.
Yeah, no, me neither. I don't remember that at all.
I feel like I just really wanted to write music, and you were the only person that came to mind within, like, 30 miles of me.
Yeah.
So, and we knew each other.
You're in a desolate, musicless land.
No, but I mean, just I didn't know that many people during my summer break and that like to play music and write music. Because
nice.
You find so many people that play, but writing is, a lot of people are either like nervous about writing or they don't want to write with someone. That happens a lot too, where I meet people
yeah.
that say
yeah,
they
yeah.
write music and I'm like, oh, we should like jam. And they say, no, I'd never write with another person. So it's very, it's interesting because Will and I are like, we're good friends, but we're not like, we're not dating and we're not like best friends, but we just have this like partnership where we understand each other musically.
I think, I think it's also that like we're pretty like, neither of us are like hugely talented. This is like a big
speak
thing.
For yourself.
No, it's true. It's
I'm
true.
Kidding.
Like when you like write with someone who's like a fucking prodigy, you
mm-hmm.
can't keep up. It's impossible. They're like, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, or more importantly, I think what you also mean is that we're really open to collaboration and to input.
Yeah.
Whereas some people, when they write something, it's like, that's the final word.
It's whatever they hear in their head.
Yeah, and Will
else.
And I we've had a song where we completely changed it and tore it apart. It's called Tethered. But
it used to be called
This Dream.
It was so, yeah, I mean.
But it's much better now because we were willing to like look at it and examine it and make it better. Just by tearing it apart and
and like
putting
we could
together.
Do that with the song that we just played you. We don't know if we're gonna do that yet. I mean,
right.
So far I don't think we are because I think it's pretty good. But like, you know, we could just make it into a whole new song.
I would agree. It's pretty fucking good.
It's gonna be our folk festival entry. So.
You guys are doing a folk festival?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think of all our songs, that one's the most folky.
You're
I don't
submitting
know if
it?
Well, I submit to a lot of festivals.
Nice. And you guys have this, so the songs you played, are they on like an album or?
Well, we're
we
working
have.
On
I mean, if anyone ever wants music, we can burn a CD.
You have a website.
Yeah,
Facebook.com/LauraWillMusic
or myspace.com/LauraWillMusic
Laura Will Music.
Laura Will Music.
That's the reason the band is named
nice.
Laura and Will because Will or music was not.
I do. I do think Laura Will sounds better, but
mm-hmm.
if we were, like, Link and Laura, I think it couldn't be Laura and Link.
They'd
Link
learn it.
And Laura or Link in Laura?
What?
Oh, no!
What?
Oh, my God. No, I'm thinking because of Lincoln. That's what I was thinking. Anyway.
Link and Laura. That's the new... We'll take it if you guys don't
yeah,
use
it's
it. Like that. I think that's terrific.
So should we do this next one?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Do you have a title or a tentative title for this
yeah,
next one?
Yeah, well... the tentative title that I gave the people in the wedding program is actually, hold on, now I'm forgetting it. What is it called?
Well, I don't know.
How does the chorus thing go?
Boat, train, plane, car, bunker, walk.
Oh, I am never really far away from you.
Okay.
So I'm never really far away from you, and it's a long title, but the other alternative title is Seb's song, so we know.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, hold on one second.
This one's a little bit softer, so you might want to
it's softer.
Turn the game.
Okay.
Yeah, you might
want to
bring
a
little bit closer. We don't really belt for this one at all.
Okay.
So this is a nice contrast, because most of our stuff is kind of like quiet, like sipping coffee music. That should be our album name. Sipping coffee music.
Sipping coffee music.
Sipping coffee.
Sipping coffee.
Don't you like your chai latte?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You guys said you're gonna play that at a wedding soon.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Very cool. And are you
guys
think
it's suitable for a wedding?
Hell yeah! Are you kidding me? I would have married him. I mean, I would have married him for that song. Are you kidding me?
They wanted us to play one of our original songs, and I was like, most of our songs are kind of about unrequited love, or like, there's always a question mark at the end. We actually have a song with a question mark, but this one seemed the most like confirmed love.
Yeah.
Okay. Good times. Good times.
So hopefully they'll cry.
Do you guys get to play around town together a lot?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we do. We play a lot of shows in New York. We've played the Bitter End twice.
We've played
now.
Like every
we're so
fucking
pumped.
Small venue in New York.
We're so pumped for Rockwood Music Hall.
Oh, you going to Rockwood?
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
What
day? When
June 12th. Sunday, June 12th.
6 PM. You know, it's like, if you want to invite your mom, take her to the 6 PM show.
But you can also invite your like really cool cousin.
Right, that awesome.
You can invite your wayward brother too, who's like sort of.
Which venue? There's two venues. There.
We're in the smaller
one. Oh, I love that one. That's the intimate.
Yeah,
I love that one. I love that one. It's so intimate.
How many people does it fit? Like 40 to 50.
I'm such a horrible estimator. I was the kid in school who'd be like, "How many beans are in the jar?" And I guess like.
You know what? Because they have a real loss.
I can't estimate. I'm a horrible estimator.
He always lost.
2 million. I did too. I would count the ones on the outside and then like. like try and multiply them by like how the volume.
You really wanted to win those jelly beans.
I did. I never won though.
No one did that. Jeez.
It was usually pretzels.
So do you guys sell your music, or you, or
no.
you?
No, there's a. I mean,
you can't. Oh, nowadays it's just people.
Does that make you feel though, as like as recording artists, the fact that you can't sell units the way you used to be able to?
We're not making any money off of it anyways. We wouldn't be selling records either way. I just care about people hearing it. Like if a million people downloaded our album illegally, I'd be so happy.
Just because a million people
are
listening.
That's what it's about. And it just means like you're gonna get more people at your shows. Like if people aren't able to download your album illegally, who's gonna fucking listen to your music? Who's gonna hear it?
I mean, to be
honestly,
Adele.
What was the last album you bought?
Adele and Lady Gaga just like released in their first week. They had 200,000 albums sold. Not that like
okay,
but it can be done. I'm just saying
it can be done by 1/1,000,000% of musicians.
That's true. No, it's true.
That's true.
I think we, like, as far as money, we think of either we sell it to a commercial or we sell the song to a singer that's better known.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The best way to make money.
You can make a ton of money if you get in a season finale of something because
right.
they keep on playing that shit. Like a real world season finale. That's what I want. That's my dream.
Or even not the season finale, just like episode 2 I'd be happy with.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying you make the most money on season finales. That's why, what's that band? Semisonic wrote Closing Time.
Oh, right.
They're like
yes.
the richest band in the world ever.
Just
closing
because
they're on every
time.
Season finale
yeah.
of every show.
You guys have to make a season finale song.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a song that will work for any season finale.
That was like in the 90s. You had to just write a graduation song.
And
you were
yeah,
going to
yeah,
sell
yeah,
a
million.
Yeah,
yeah.
Play
oh
Vitamin
my
C.
God.
Vitamin
C. Vitamin
C. Everywhere.
Vitamin C. That was
Jesus.
Amazing.
So then what do you got? I mean, so then that's the reality then nowadays.
Yeah,
like
that's what being a musician means.
But
it's not like being a rock star.
Right. You
know?
It's
like
just a different industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's actually more like it has always been. Like from the, I'd say, 60s through the late 90s, the music industry was in this like incredible boom place where there were albums. Like albums are a fairly new thing. People think about that and like, yeah, but like, all your old records that your parents bought came on a little single thing. You'd sell one song.
Right.
So like, musicians used to be like, you know, kind of, I mean, no musician made any real money until
right.
like the 60s, really. So we're just going back into that, where musicians are like a dime a dozen, and you've really gotta do something to get noticed. I mean...
And you guys feel like you feel like you're gonna put in that time, or I mean now you're young. I mean,
yeah.
Do you feel like you have fuel to go the distance with
yeah.
it? Or?
I think that's like a conversation that is ongoing because we do realize that it's right now when we're both living in Manhattan and we have the time to rehearse and we have the time to do things like this and we have play shows
mm-hmm.
and. Record new songs and experiment. Yeah, it's like, this could go a lot of places. But then it does reach a point where I just saw a band play at EMI. I used to intern at EMI and I still get invited to these private concerts. And these are like people in their early 30s. They're from North Wales. Their names are The Joy Formidable. They're pretty good if you want to check them out. But anyway, they, you know, they have like one hit song called Worrying. And even Worrying's not doing, like, it's no, like, Lady Gaga song or Adele song.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are touring the nation, and there's, like, and they're probably not moving that many units. There's a good chance they'll be dropped.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll go on and have a great sophomore album as well. But here's a band, they've made it, like, in quotes, where they are signed to a label, they're doing a national tour, they have a hit single that's being played on some TV shows, but they're not billionaires. And they're a 3-person band, so everything is split 3 ways.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll ever be
more
millionaires. So they're still doing it because they love it, and I think that's what music's about.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you do make $1 million off one album, whatever, you...
then you have to live up to that
You still have the rest of your life. Like, as a musician, how many good years do you really have? You have, like, I'd say 5 at best years when you're really, really successful. And then you got the rest of your life to do what? Like,
whatever else you want to do.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you just going to, like, Are you gonna go the route of like those bands in the 80s that are still playing like small gigs in New York? Like I went to see the Psychedelic Furs. And like,
well, what are you gonna do though if that is the road
like
you
got? It was awesome. It was great.
The only marketable skill you have. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It was just kind of like sad.
So if it doesn't blow up, then at some point you gotta stop and pull it in. Are you saying you'd stop touring if you ended up touring small venues?
No,
well, that's
I don't
the
think
question.
I'll ever like. I
yeah.
feel like I'll be like, I could be a mom and like sit on my piano and write songs. Like the person that writes all of Faith Hill's songs is a mom in the Midwest.
Nice.
She was on
know.
Oprah. Oprah like was like, "You write all of Faith Hill songs, come on my show." And they interviewed her and she's like this little cute woman that writes, she's like a huge success and you would never know her face. So there's other ways to like stay involved in music. I don't have to be like Katy Perry.
Yeah, like Max Martin who is like my idol. He's the songwriter. You've never heard of him, but he's written every pop song you've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Every Britney Spears song.
Not every song.
But seriously, all the Katy Perry songs.
Is
all
he
the,
Swedish?
Yeah, he's Swedish. All the
Swedes,
songwriters
music
are Swedish.
Is their greatest export.
I'm
not kidding. ABBA for 4 years was their greatest
but
export.
But every song, but Max Martin, like so many incredible songs. Max Martin was in like some like indie rock metal band in Sweden before he like started writing songs for who I don't know who, like the Backstreet Boys or something.
Wow, for like our pop icons.
Yeah, exactly.
Swedish.
So I was wondering if he was playing for this metal band and he was being oops, I did, and they were like, Max, you are the
they caught him singing in the shower.
Metal
this metal thing
world.
Isn't for you. These lyrics just don't fit.
Yeah.
Why don't you, you know? That's
that song
nice.
Is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like, whether or not you like any of these pop singers, like, they got the best songwriters in the world. Whether or not you love
mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, you know he's got the greatest songwriters
right.
on the planet.
Right.
You know?
Right. Huh.
So that's another alternative careers too.
Right for pop, for the pop of the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Lady Gaga got her start.
There's like music. There's
who's
so
writing?
Much music
writing?
All around
Britney
that
Spears,
like
I guess.
You don't always know the person behind it, but you like I don't think there's a lack of music needed to be created.
And that was Laura and Will coming at you on the first ever Burn Lab Raw performance.
Burn Lab Raw, Lab Raw, 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 Get Ya Raw, Lab Raw, Raw, Raw.
Wow, I am crying.
That was pretty good though, right?
Either I'm crying or the heat is actually making me find new pores under my eyes.
Either one.
I'm sweating, but I think I'm crying.
I think Laura and Will would like to believe that you were crying.
I'll say then on the air that I am crying for not just the songs, but the honesty of
absolutely.
of the interview there. That was incredible.
I'm crying for Laura and Will because it seems so difficult to make a living as a musician.
It seems really difficult,
you know,
right?
All you're trying to do is make some music and make the world a little bit happier.
Right.
And everyone's got to rain down the horrors of the world on you.
I mean, I guess, but that's an interesting opinion that Will has of just kind of, yeah, take my music, you know?
Yeah,
take my heart! Take my heart!
That's cool. That's a very cool attitude to have, though.
That
you know,
is
something
cool.
You work so hard over,
yeah.
And you don't want monetary compensation.
Exactly.
You just want it to be looked at.
I feel really bad for Laura if they don't agree on that, you know? And Will's just like, yeah, take the music. We don't need the money. And Laura's sitting there like,
fuck you, pay me.
I want my dough.
We gotta play a little bit harder ball,
yeah,
so we
exactly.
can get some mola.
Can we just get a little bit of compensation, Will? Please?
So don't forget to check them out. They're going to be at the Rockwood Music Hall on June the 12th.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're more excited about that gig than this one. So please show your support and go down and check them out.
That's going to be, the sound is going to be amazing. 6 o'clock p.m.
6 o'clock p.m.
Rockwood
right.
Music Hall this Sunday. Be there, be there, be there.
It's down in the Lower East Side on the corner of Houston and Allen. Don't miss it.
Nice.
One thing I got to say, though, about Will. He seems very shy and meek, but at the you know he has to have like that rock star in him
well,
somewhere.
Yeah. Of course,
you know?
He has to. He
yeah.
is a rock star.
Do you think they know it though? Do you think like musicians are just they're so in touch with their emotions and the music that they're oblivious to what's going on around them, or do they know that rock stars are the coolest people that walk among us.
They are the gods.
They are the gods.
They're the number one profession, you know.
Easy. Even above athlete.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Above that, you'd rather be a superstar musician than a superstar athlete.
Oh,
right?
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Are you kidding me? Because you don't have to run the risk of, like, getting hurt, like, physically.
Yeah.
Nobody has to punch me or tackle me or anything. I just go up there,
it's even
I rock out.
It's a bigger gig than baseball.
Exactly. It really is. It really is. I think you know you're a rock star when you wake up in the morning and you look right and you look left and you see three women here and you see four women there and a dude maybe because you're free.
Who cares?
Like your music
got weird, so what?
Yeah, who cares? You're a rock star. You defy all that. You defy everything. You defy definition. You're a rock star. You can walk in anywhere. You're the cock of the walk. You know? Big balls swaying when you walk through. You just finished up your gig. You just come in and you're looking around. You're eyeing the people at the bar. Everybody wants to buy you drinks. You're throwing coke up in the air. Snorting it out of the air. You're a rock star, baby. The world's your fucking oyster.
How's it going there, fellas? What can I get you?
Aye, mate. 3 pints of your finest ale, isn't it?
Aye, we're in a band and we just finished a gig.
Aye, got a bit of quid to spend, we do.
We got $2 PBRs. I don't know what the fuck a quid is.
Oh, how embarrassing. You see, we're from the other side of the Great
You want
pond.
The PBRs or not?
Yeah, sure, mate. Sure, why not?
Excuse me?
Oh, hello,
Oh,
startled us a bit there, lass.
We didn't mean to.
To what do we owe this pleasure?
We just couldn't help overhearing. Go ahead, Becky. Ask him. You ask. I'll do it, you fussy betches. Did you guys say you were in a band?
Oh, yeah. You got us there, buddy lass.
Right, we are guilty as charged.
It seems you've sniffed us out.
That is so cool. Like, well, cool.
I don't think we'd notice.
Yeah, not a lot of time to notice much of anything when you're in a band.
Right, like we are.
Right, right.
Well, I'm Caroline. This
is Caroline.
Stephanie.
Hello.
And this is Becky.
Becky, hello.
Wonderful to meet you, ladies.
In the band, did you know?
Oh, and this is our other friend, Roger.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, hello there, Roger. 3 papers, that's $6, guys.
Oh, put it on our tab.
No,
really, Roger has a tab open.
Oh, sure.
Three more,
the next round is on the band. So do you guys have any cool toasts from across the great pond? On the contrary, mate, we don't do many toasts at all.
Yeah, we just drink.
And play fantastic music.
In fact, we all met at a pub back in dear old Liverpool.
I decided we'd start a band over some Brazil nuts and a pitcher of Killian's.
Liverpool? Is that where you guys are from?
Yeah, Roger, don't be rude.
Sorry?
So, you're all from Liverpool?
Right, yeah, sweetheart.
Could you hear it in the timbre of my voice, love?
That is awesome. Yeah, like, capital A cool.
I suppose it is there, Becky.
Yeah, sure is nice to have a band.
It is nice to have a band, yeah. Never much thought about it, but it is nice to have a band.
So what do you guys play? We're in a band.
Sure, we're in a band.
God, Roger, what is up with you tonight? Yeah, stop acting douchey.
What?
Okay, let me guess. You're the bass player.
Oh, close your secrets off, lad. She's got the magic eyes this one.
Me massive forearms must have been a dead giveaway. Played lead bass for the Queen Mum's birthday bash not more than a fortnight ago.
A fortnight?
Ah, well, caught me, Dodgy Roger. I suppose they'd call that 14 days on this side of the pond.
I'm pretty sure neither side of the pond uses Fortnite, and I'm positive it wasn't just the Queen's fucking birthday.
Roger!
No worries there, girlie. It's hard for me to believe it myself. I just wish someone else was there that could prove it to you. Oh, wait, that's right. I was playing with my band. Right,
right.
Oh,
no,
right.
Yes.
I was there.
Terrific
in the
performance.
Band. All of us was there in the band.
Yeah, yeah. Of course you were.
Do any of you play the piano? I think that is so hot.
Girlie, you must have caught a glimpse of me large but delicate hands. I do tickle a bit of the ivories now and again when I'm not busy tickling ivory skin. Eh?
Very good.
That's totally wrong.
Put ears on you. Just a tune I'm working on with the band. Bit of a lyricist. This is ridiculous.
And that makes you the guitarist?
Ah, right you are again. Should've been a lady sleuth.
Oh, yeah, of course he plays guitar for the band. You must have noticed his broad shoulders and his rippling abs from carrying his guitar around with the band. Here's an idea, guitar player. I'm in a band too. We just actually finished a gig, and I would just love it if you would grace us with some of your awesome guitar licks.
Well, I would there, Tosser Roger, but unfortunately, in this band, we make it a point never to lick another man's axe.
Absolutely not. That's one of our principles. You can't do that.
Just not that kind of band there, Roger. But he's spot on about the rippling abs, he is.
Spot on, I've seen.
Roger.
No, Caroline, how can you not see through this fog of bullshit? Next thing you know, his name will be John, and the others will be Paul and Ringo.
Well, actually, mate, he's John.
Right, and he's Paul.
And I'm afraid you haven't got a Ringo. My name is Jules.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Roger, I think we should just close the tab.
I agree.
And you should go home. You're being such a...
I think the word you're looking for is a right proper twat.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Roger, stop being such a twat.
Well done. Well,
that's very good.
Yeah, good use of it, yeah. I am fucking leaving.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Caroline,
sorry.
I can hear you. I'm right here.
Do you guys want to grab a drink back at our apartment?
Sure, why not? Proper right kinda, yeah? Perhaps you'll play a few songs for my band.
Okay, well, we'll meet you outside.
Are they gone?
I think so, mate.
We's are gonna get laid!
What?
Three tricks! Yes!
Hey, are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're never this nice in Liverpool, are they?
Even if you're in a band.
Yeah, great to be in a band.
So, yeah, I guess you don't even really have to be in a band. Sometimes you can just fake it,
that's
just as good.
That is incredible.
All-star move. That was a power move.
I'm going downstairs to do that right now.
So that seems like a fantastic place to wrap things up for this week, everybody.
Nice.
I hope you all had as much fun listening to this as we had making it. One more shout out for Laura and Will, who are going to be at the Rockwood Music Hall on June the 12th.
June the 12th.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Do not miss it. I'm sure they're going to be selling CDs and everything, trying to get a little bit of chinchilla, so maybe someone out there could help with that, too.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't be a horrible idea. And I want to thank them again and again for the help that they gave us on the sketches. The voices that you heard in the last sketch were actually a brilliant, brilliant performance by both Laura and Will.
And Will.
Of Laura. And Will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to throw out there to anybody who's listening, if you have a sketch idea that you want to write and send in and see performed on the show, or if you'd like to come in just to perform a sketch that we've written, we'd love to have you. We're always looking for people to collaborate with.
Right. Come in and perform your own sketch.
Anything you want, really. Perform your own sketch, your stand-up.
We don't give a fuck. Just come on in. Bring your shit. And we will give you a forum to produce it, to put it out there.
All we're trying to do is open some doors. I don't see what's so wrong with that.
Can't be anything wrong with that. You know?
So, Jared, how are they going to get in touch with us if anybody wants to collaborate?
Anybody who wants to collaborate, who wants to come and send their work in, they can find us at burnlab@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That'll go to all of us. You can find us on Facebook, our Burn Lab Productions Facebook page. Please friend us, and you can message us there, and you can listen to the latest podcasts. Link to our YouTube channel, BurnLab375, and please keep an eye on that because we're going to be putting up some new videos coming up from the people sitting here and hopefully from you all out there. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to help you put whatever, you know, little thing you want to get together. We'd love to help.
Can't wait to work with you. Can't wait to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Peace out, home slices.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Call it a landslide. Escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Cause I'm easy come, easy go.
I see you in the silly window on a man's scaraboosh, scaraboosh, please the thunder, and the boots of my feet.
Bow, 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 bow
say it again.
This fucking radio station ought to lose its license.
Burn Lab.
Check the sign, biatch!